In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Almighty and everlasting God, you sent your Son, our Savior Jesus Christ, to take upon himself our flesh, and to suffer death upon the cross. Mercifully grant that we may follow the example of his great humility and patience, and be made partakers of his resurrection. Through the same Jesus Christ our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. The Old Testament reading for Palmarum is from the book of the prophet Zechariah, the 9th chapter. Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion. Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem. Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. I will cut off the chariot from Ephraim and the horse from Jerusalem. The battle bow shall be cut off. He shall speak peace to the nations. His dominion shall be from sea to sea and from the river to the ends of the earth. As for you also, because of the blood of your covenant, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit. Return to the stronghold, you prisoners of hope. Even today I declare that I will restore double to you. This is the word of the Lord. You hold my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, and afterward you will receive me to glory. Truly, God is good to Israel, to those who are pure in heart. The epistle is from St. Paul's letter to the Philippians, the 2nd chapter. Let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus, who, being in the form of God, did not consider it robbery to be equal with God, but made himself of no reputation, taking the form of a bondservant and coming in the likeness of men. And being found in appearance as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient to the point of death, even the death of the cross. Therefore God also has highly exalted him and given him the name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus every knee should bow, of those in heaven and those on earth and of those under the earth, and that the tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord, to the glory of God the Father. This is the word of the Lord. The Holy Gospel according to St. John, the 12th chapter. The next day, the large crowd that had come to the feast heard that Jesus was coming to Jerusalem. So they took branches of palm trees and went out to meet him, crying out, Hosanna! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord, even the King of Israel. And Jesus found a young donkey and sat on it, just as it is written. Fear not, daughter of Zion. Behold, your king is coming, sitting on a donkey's colt. His disciples did not understand these things at first, but when Jesus was glorified, then they remembered that these things had been written about him and had been done to him. Then the crowd that had been with him when he called Lazarus out of the tomb and raised him from the dead continued to bear witness. The reason why the crowd went to meet him was that they heard he had done this sign. So the Pharisees said to one another, You see that you are gaining nothing. Look, the world has gone after him. This is the gospel of the Lord. We confess our faith with the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again, according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Ride on, ride on in majesty. Hark, all the tribes, Hosanna cry. O Savior, meek, pursue thy road with palms and scattered garments strowed. Ride on, ride on in majesty, in lowly pomp, ride on to die. O Christ, thy triumphs now begin, o'er captive death and conquered sin. Ride on, ride on in majesty, the angel armies of the sky. Look down with sad and wondering eyes to see the approaching sacrifice. Ride on, ride on in majesty, thy last and fiercest strife is nigh. The Father on his sapphire throne awaits his own anointed Son. Ride on, ride on in majesty, in lowly pomp, ride on to die. Bow thy meek head to mortal pain, then take, O God, thy power and reign. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Therefore, the people who were with him when he called Lazarus out of his tomb and raised him from the dead bore witness. For this reason, the people also met him, because they heard that he had done this sign. The Pharisees therefore said among themselves, "You see that you are accomplishing nothing. Look, the world has gone after him." This is the word of the Lord. Jesus enters the holy city not to conquer, as those who strew their garments and palms believe, but to cleanse. This entry of lowly pomp upon a lowly beast is the beginning of a cleansing unlike any other creation has ever seen. The closest she has come is in witnessing Jesus call Lazarus forth from the tomb, from darkness to light, from stench to sweetness, reek to roses, death to life, unclean to clean. Of course, those who had witnessed Lazarus's raising follow Jesus. How could they not follow him after witnessing such a miracle? Lazarus emerging from the tomb is the realization of those long hungering that they are indeed hungering, and they want more. They cannot be satisfied. They want more Jesus. They want more of what they saw before. They want cleansing. But zeal, or perhaps extremism, turns many hearts hungry for spiritual cleansing into ravenous beasts hungry instead for national cleansing. The Pharisees and the scribes easily turn these hearts against Jesus when he does not deliver cleansing of that sort. The triumphal entry lives eternally as the lesson that Jesus does things his way, and that his way is always the better way. He says, "The Lord has need of them," as St. Matthew records. I will do things in my own strange, beautiful, incomprehensible way. And those who are his disciples simply say, "Yes, Lord, as you say," and do what he tells them. For they know that whatever and however they want him to cleanse will be surpassed by his own choosing and acting in his own way. The humble beast that Jesus rides to the cleansing is not an animal of war, but of burdens. It bears him who bears the burdensome load, to where he may be cleansed of it, and to where he may cleanse the world itself in the burden's purging. He goes to the temple. He is a king, but a king who comes to wash feet, to wash hands and hearts, to wash the world. And he goes not to a throne room, but to the altar of God. It should be a place of exceeding joy, but it has become instead a place of thievery and usury, where the pollution of Caesar's image is belched in day and day out into a place where God's glory alone is to dwell. It must be cleansed. It must be restored. It must be made holy. It must be purified by Jesus throwing away the unholy and establishing a new house in which God may dwell in water and in blood, and wherein God may rule as the true king that he is. The triumphal entry proclaims what is to come, when the holy blood of God will bathe and cleanse the world, soaking into the earth and cleansing the feet of those who walk, sprinkling the crowds of people crying for mercy to the Son of David, the Son of God, and making them clean, and giving to the faithful witnesses from Bethany the very thing they witnessed in Lazarus, the very thing for which they hoped, a cleansing from death. That was the way of Jesus on Palm Sunday. Today, his own way is the way of water. It is the triumphal entry not through roaring crowds, but through roaring waves on either side of the children whom he leads, while the pharaohs within them die, crushed under the weight of a cleansing flood. Jesus has entered in today, as on every day in church, in, with, and through the water. The font stands stalwart at the door, ensuring that none enter here who have not first been wetted by the word's entry into every holy city of every heart that his blood has redeemed. In entering into such a holy city, whether it be Jerusalem or the human heart, Jesus saves by cleansing, by casting out what conspires against God within, turning over the tables of misplaced faith and love, and turning tombs like the one in Bethany into nothing more than napping houses. Much is made of that great first line from the prophecy of Zechariah, "Rejoice greatly, O daughter of Zion! Shout, O daughter of Jerusalem! Behold, your king is coming to you. He is just and having salvation, lowly and riding on a donkey, a colt, the foal of a donkey. Yet perhaps not enough is made of the last. Because of the blood of your covenant, I will set your prisoners free from the waterless pit. Jesus rides to cleanse the temple, preparing it for its intended purpose, the sacrifice of love that cleanses the people of God from their sin in his blood and moves them from a waterless pit to a divine pool of living water stirred by the very finger of God and active with the Spirit, as St. Paul so writes. He saved us through the washing of regeneration and renewing of the Holy Spirit. In this cleansing, he does, in fact, conquer. And all who are cleansed by him conquer with him, blessed in bearing his holy name upon both forehead and heart. So let him ride on to Calvary, to the tomb, and to heaven through the water. And may the whole world follow after him indeed, led today by a little child. Lord, have mercy. Christ, have mercy. Lord, have mercy. Amen. Let us pray for the whole Church of God and our Lord Christ Jesus, and for all people according to their needs. For the one holy Catholic and Apostolic Church throughout the world, that the Lord would extend his apostolic office, for the steadfastness of all bishops and pastors, for the persecuted, for all Christian households, for the preservation of all Christian marriages, and for the defense and right upbringing of all youth, let us pray to the Lord. For the nations of the world and their people, for faithful rulers, for an end to all violence and warfare, for the destruction of evil, for mercy to all who suffer, for plenty to all in need, for peace to all who worry, and that God would send his holy angels to defend his people, let us pray to the Lord. That the people of God would bear their crosses and follow their Lord with patience and joy, for those who wander, especially the apostate and the pagans, that Christ would be the light that lightens the way of life. Let us pray to the Lord. For the healing of the great physician upon the ill, especially Shannon, Gail, Wilma, Larry, J.R., and Steve. For peace to the dying, comfort to the bereaved, especially the family and friends of Minnie, and everlasting peace to all who rest in Christ. Let us pray to the Lord. Lord Jesus Christ, you are truly the Son of the living God. Have mercy upon us, we pray, that guided and defended by your mighty arm, we may be delivered from all demons, idols, perversions, and wickedness. Though we have deserved the wrath of the Father, we pray you to take away our sins and to look upon them no longer. Preserve us from all error, from all strife, from all sin, and from sudden and evil death. Grant unto us true faith, that in our wilderness of sin we may find aid and succor in you, the only Word made flesh that proceeds from the mouth of the Father, the true bread of life that comes down from heaven. May we, in humility and love, find at your cross the mercy seat of God's altar, and in your flesh and blood the source of all our life and living, even as you now reign with the Father and the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Lord, remember us in your kingdom and teach us to pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen.